Hey, this is JP Nurbin, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 66. Do you reinforce your values with playing time? So my first question for you is this: how long would you show up to work without collecting a paycheck? How long would you show up to work without collecting a paycheck? Not long, right? As much as you may love your job and it may not even feel like work to you, the baseline reward is financial compensation. Other drivers of motivation are intrinsic. They're autonomy, mastery, and purpose. But intrinsic motivation, it's going to run dry if baseline rewards aren't met. In sports, the baseline reward is most often playing time. And so when players go without playing time, then they're going to fail to be motivated. Eventually, it won't matter how great your culture is if a player goes on an extended period of time without playing. They're going to lose that motivation if they're not rewarded for their efforts. However, something bigger is at stake here. See, playing time sends a strong message, actually a really, really strong message, not just to the players, but to the parents and fans as well. It sends a message about what we value, just like financial compensation in a business. It doesn't work well to tell an employee you value effort above all, but be paying the employee who shows up late, leaves early, and complains every day twice as much. It doesn't work well to tell an employee that if they just keep showing up and having a great attitude and working hard, that's going to pay off, but then never give them a raise. Playing time is the currency of our sport. Whether we like it or not, it clearly reinforces what you value. Now, I know what I'm suggesting may seem idealistic and outrageous to some of you, to suggest that you play the kids who match your values the best. But what would happen if you did? What would happen if your starting five or your starting 11, whatever, was made up of players who had best modeled the values of the team that week? Just think about that. At least consider this. If you say you value hard work, if you say you value a good attitude, and if you say you value like selflessness or whatever your core values are, if you say you value those things above all else, then the players who best represent those core values shouldn't be starved of playing time, no matter what the level. Now, hopefully at this stage, you have determined your core values as a coach and have these in writing. If not, I suggest you create your coaching manifesto. You could do, I can give you a step-by-step guide on how to create this. Just email me at jpnerun@thriveonchallenge.com. Thanks for listening in.